We're up to the pasuk of Asher Shekayaka Vezoi. Fortunate is the person that the Hashem of Yaakov is with him to help him. Sivra is hope, Al Hashem Lekov is on Hashem, his Hashem. Ois Hashemayim Varetz, Hashem who made the Shemayim Varetz, is Hayomer's Kal Shabom, the ocean and everything that's in them. Hashemer Emes Olam, he who watches Emes forever. So the Siach Yitzchak explains that these psukim are contrasting HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bas of Adam that we said beforehand, that Atiltikun Medivim, a person shouldn't rely on a Bas of Adam, because a person can have multiple chesroinus. Either it's not in his ability to do it, he doesn't have the power. Even if he does, he might not be around tomorrow. So on that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the powers, Shekel Yaakov, Baal Taka Baal Kechus Kulam, he's the Oysa Shemaim Varetz, and therefore he could do everything. And number two, Hashem is around forever, because Hashem Er Emes Lo'olam. The Shalom adds a third point, that there's not always the want, as we spoke about, that a person's Ritzonus might not go over to his children, they might not want to do what he wanted to do. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's always the want to be Meitiv. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boreh Olam, the reason Hashem is Oyeh Shemayim V'aretz is because he wants to be Meitiv in Mabriyos. So if that's the case, we can be Betuach that Hashem will help us, because Hashem wants B'kiyumim, that's the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants to Kiyum Olam. And therefore we can be Betuach that he'll continue to help us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Meitiv. Now to explain these psukim individually, we say, Asher, fortunate is the one, Shekel Yaakov Ezroi, that the Hashem of Yaakov is with him. Sivroi, his hope, Hashem Leikov. The Chovas Havav says, that the pasuk's telling you, that lucky is the person, Shekel Yaakov Ezroi. Good fortune is on him, he sees Yaakov the Shemai, he's rich, he's powerful, and still Sivroi Hashem Leikov. He doesn't leave his hope, and his power, and his money, that will get him through what he needs to do. But Sivra, even such a person, Sivra Hashem Aleikov. Sivra Frank used to add that it's easy for a person when he's down in the dumps to say, oh, he sees the Yad, he's hoping for Hashem, and Hashem will help him and protect him. The trick is when a person's on top that he should realize that everything's from Hashem and everything's dependent on Hashem. Shem Shavarish says that if the tzaddik that constantly hopes for Hashem, that he sees Hashem in every step, that has this Sivra Hashem Aleikov, he's able to see, he hopes for Hashem, he's the one that has a Kel Yaakov Ezroi, because since he looks out for it, he hopes for Hashem, and he waits for it, he's able to see the Yad Hashem in everything that helps him throughout his life. Now why do we say Asher Shekel Yaakov Ezroi? So Chazal say that Yaakov was unique for two reasons. Number one, in the Siddur HaGoa brings down B'Shem the Zohar that Avram and Yitzchak went out somewhere to Yaakov, that Yaakov had to leave his family when he was being persecuted. He left his family, he ran away, he had nothing, he had no support, no money, anything. And number two, still, he was betuach on Hashem because he had enough talk of Hashem. Anoichi imach, Hashem promised to be with him, and Hashem was his protector, even though he had nothing. And that's what we say, Asher Shekel Yaakov Ezroi, because Yaakov had nothing; he was alone with nothing when he was being persecuted, and Hashem promised to protect him, to be with him, and that's what we call Shekel Yaakov Ezroi. Now we say Sivra El Hashem Aleikov. So Chazal tell us. Nizayah, I'll take a Sivroi, a Shivroi, Al Hashem Aleikov. So there are two pshatim in how to learn this. The Yavetz learns that it means that the person is Mekabel Zisurim Ba'avo. He realizes that it's Hashem that's with him, and that if Hashem's breaking him, Shivroi, Al Hashem Aleikov. If Hashem's being Shaver, if Hashem's breaking him, he realizes that Hashem is giving it to him for a reason. It is Mekabel, but the Havad is not Maharach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yisrael Mishar Shavoido is masbir this pasuk a little differently, this concept a little differently, and he says that what the pasuk's telling you, Ashakel Yaakov, Shimel Hashem Alikov, who is Ashakel Yaakov Ezroi? Somebody that breaks himself for Hashem, meaning that a person that pushes himself beyond his basic physical abilities, but a person's main mitzvah, main divitayim is kaim alvisha, main mitzvah alayim. A person weakens himself. A person gives up from himself for Hashem Alekov. He's shaver himself for Hashem Alekov. That's the person that's a keyakir be'ezroi. It's a keyakir be'ezroi. The Alshich says that we say Ashish a keyakir be'ezroi. The Yaakov, when Hashem gave him the Tocha that will be with him, what did he ask for? He didn't ask not for Aisha, not for Kavod, not for power. What did Yaakov ask for? Lechem lechem begad lilbush. Be Hashem imadi. What he wanted is that Hashem should be with him. That is what he wants in his life. When Hashem mevtiach him that I'll be with him and I'll give him what he wants. The only thing that he wants, the only thing that's important to him is Sivri Hashem alaykov. And it continues, that's the Hemshech of the next pasuk. Aisha Shemayim Baharetz. Yaakov Avinu had enough schusim. The Bishal Tzadikim was never Shemayim Vaharetz, Oysa Shemayim Vaharetz, Yet Tzchusim, Kolahim Kula Nizah Bishal Chananya B'ni, Yet Tzchusim to maintain, sustain, create the entire world. But still, he didn't want anything except to be for Hashem. Why? Because Hashem Merem Islailam, he wanted his schar to be fully lost Adavoy. He didn't want any of his schar in this world, but he wanted to be Shemer and lost Adavoy. Now we say, Oysa Shemayim Vaharetz, Hashem makes the Shemayim Vaharetz. L'chayro, it should be also Shemayim Baretz. So the Mefarshim explain that the reason we say this is because Hashem is constantly making the world, and that's why we say it's a Shemayim Baretz. As Hayom Etzel Shabam, so the Rishayim explain that there's nowhere that's out of reach of Hashem to protect a person, because since Hashem created the world, everything in it, so everything's within his power, everything's within his reach, and everything's under his reign, and therefore he has the ability to do everything. Hashem Be'emes La'olam. So the Ayavit says it means that this is a continuation, that Hashem keeps his the world running forever. Gvul Santa Ba'yavarun. Hashem said that the waters can't flood the world, and that's what it means, Hashem Be'emes La'olam. Or he says another pshat, that the Avtachas that Hashem gives in this world, Hashem watches them forever. Satmarov, Schus Yagalenu, the Bodh Lachayim and Baraleb say, Adivim Shan, Hashem Amos Lailam, what's this Shem Amos Lailam? A little different than each other, but they both say the same point, that Hashem is Shem Amos. And the basis of this is that they say, the Chazal tell us, when Hashem wanted to build the world, Shaker said, the Emes said that Malachim, Malachim, Kitas, Kitas, Malachim came before Hashem. Emes said that a person shouldn't build a world because a person's Malishkarim. So the world is a stira to Emes. Therefore Hashem, even though he made Oysa Shemayim V'Aretz to say Yavash Kol Hashem Bom, but now there's a problem that the world is a stira to Emes. So what's going to be with Emes? We say Hashem Emes Olam. Hashem protects the Emes in this world that it shouldn't be lost, destroyed, forgotten about it, Olam HaShaker. But Hashem protects the Emes L'Olam. Samarov says that we find that one of the Nisim is that the Kangada was like Ra Kari V'Yom Kippurim. The Taisyantiv explains that the Yitzhar fights where the Kedusha is. And that's why the Yitzhar fights the Kangada and Yom Kippur to try to be Metamim, he puts all his Kaiches. So too, the Yitzhahara, the Satan tries to fight the Emes of this world. And if Hashem has to protect the Emes, then it shouldn't be destroyed by the Satan, by the Yitzhahara. Oysa Mishpat Ashukim. Hashem does Mishpat, judgment, for those that are stolen from those that are cheated. Naisen Lechem Merevim. Hashem gives food to those that are starving. Hashem Mata Ashurim. Hashem lets out those that are in jail. Now the Mefarshim tell us that all these things that we're going to talk about this than these coming psukim. They have the parsha pshat, but there's a deeper meanings behind it also. They also refer to Klal Yisrael when they come out of Galus. Oysa mishbal ha'ashukim. Because the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kapitel 9, pasuk Lama Gimel, tells us, ha'ashukim b'nei Yisrael v'Yehuda. Re'evim is, because the pasuk in Yecheskel HaMavav Lamed tells us, when it's talking about Klal Yisrael coming back, b'mais ha'mashiach, when Klal Yisrael will give us Ruach Chodesh Techadosh B'Kerbeinu, the pasuk tells us, and the Hashem is going to be mentioned, Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, Le'sik Chuhoi, D'Cherpes Rav Begoyim. You won't have any more D'Cherpes Rav Begoyim. Hashem Mater Asurim. As the pasuk in Yeshayim says, Le'mol Asirim Tzu. Now Asirim refers to those, the leaving of Golus, besides the physical. It also refers to people that are getting able to get out of bed. Because we said it from the Chofetz Chaim, that that's the jail of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rekeach says it's the reason that we put the pasuk of Nais and Lechem Merevim next to the pasuk of Hashem Mater Asurim. Next to the words, I'm sorry, we put the words Nais and Lechem Merevim next to the words Hashem Mater Asurim. Because the Navi is being Meramis, then in the case of Pekuach Nefesh, where somebody's starving to the point of Pekuach Nefesh, Hashem is Mater Asurim, says the Rekeach. Hashem allows him to be over in Israel to sustain himself. And that's what we say Nais and Lechem Merevim. Hashem Mater Asurim, when somebody's starving, Hashem gives him bread. Even in the scenario where he's being Mater in Yitzhar, he allows him to eat Macholos Asuris in order to save his life. Hashem Bekech Ivrim, Hashem opens up the eyes of the blind. So it means physically and again, Klal Yisrael and Golus are considered blind people. As the Pasuk in the Shaina Test says, Nikshosha Kavirim Kir. But also the Mepharshim say that there's a Vibchu Enishneim, somebody that can't notice something is considered that he's blind. It doesn't necessarily have to mean, even if it means now, it doesn't necessarily have to mean somebody that's physically blind, but something a person wasn't able to see, wasn't able to notice, and Hashem allowed him the ability to notice it, to see it. That's also a da'agra of Hashem being Pekeach Ivrim. Hashem Zekev Kefufim, Hashem straightens out the hunchbacks. And in this world, it also means saying the Mepharshim, those that are down, those that are oppressed, Hashem uplifts their spirits. Hashem ayiv tzadikim, and Hashem loves the tzadikim. The Avitz Kvidaka explains that Kfufim goes, and the Kaisan goes, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kishachal ofer nafshenu. And Hashem ayiv tzadikim, if he's there, will be going against Kaisal. Because they'll all leave Golos. Hashem loves them even Golos. As the Pasuk says, V'am Chakulam Tzadikim. Somebody once asked the Kotzker, why are the Tzadikim next to those, the downtrodden, the hungry, the people in jail, the blind, the hunchbacks, or the depressed people? Why is it that the Tzadik's next to them? So the Kotzker answered him, and where should the tzaddik be? So the simple meaning is, because the tzaddikim are those that are mashpil atzmon ba'olam hazeh, those that are lower themselves, not those that hang out with the balagayim, and not those that are haughty, but the people that are mashpil atzmon, the people that care of the downtrodden people, those are the tzaddikim. And that's where they are, in the physical sense in this world, those are the people they hang out with, those are the people they associate themselves with. But one of the talmidim of the Kotzker was ma'isiv, a beer. That just like the starving person, the person in jail, the blind person, they realize they need to come out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them. Because without that, they have no hope to be saved, to be healed. So too, the tzaddikim, in every step of their life, wherever they are, they realize that they need to come out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only when they're in a desperate situation, in similar Hashem and they call it like these people, but the tzaddikim at all situations, at all times in life, they're focused on Hashem, they're hoping for Hashem. And that's why it's like Hashem Ayiv Tzaddikim, because they do it constantly, not like the other people that only do it when they need something. If Shem Mitzvah says that these psukim, as we said, are going on Nas and Lavoi, in this world we don't see the Hashem's Ayyub Tzadikim. The Tzadikim have a korek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we see Tzadik Ur'aloi. We don't see the Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Tzadikim. But Nas and Lavoi will see what type of great Ava Hashem always had for the Tzadikim, and why everything he did was for their benefit. And everybody will realize that Hashem always loved the Tzadikim. Hashem Shemer is Gerim. So the Farshim tell us, the Rishayim and the Radak and others, that doesn't only mean Gerim. Converts, people that come and get, but people that wander from place to place are called Gerim. And that includes Klal Yisrael and Golos, that are in Golos, they're considered Gerim. But we said from the Chassam Sefer beforehand that Hashem is with us. When we act like Gerim, it's a Shavim. That's why Hashem is with us, and that's why we're Zeichet Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem Shemer is Gerim. When we act like Gerim, we don't prowl about the bottom of the land, but we act like Gerim, then Hashem protects us. The Semes explains why the Ger needs protection. He's not like the Yosem and Amon that we'll see soon, that are weaker people, have no one to stick up for them. A Ger can be a rich, powerful person that came a Ger, or at least he's a man. He's not as downtrodden as the Yosem and Amon. But Kedua, the Gerim, come from the Nefoshes that were caught in the Klipa. So Hashem has to protect them that they shouldn't get ruined before they come Gerim. Then we say, Yosem v'almana yo'oded. A Yosem, he has no father. So he has no one to protect him. V'almana comes from the Lashon of Elim, says the Siach Yitzchak, that she has no one to speak for her. Yo'oded, Hashem will not only encourage them, but the Rishayim say, give them more koyach. And Joshua Hirsch says that's why it's Yo'idei, the extra dial teaches you, it's a constant giving of koyach. The Yavetz explains that it's going on Klal Yisrael and Golos, like the Pasuk in Eicha tells us, Yisrael Me'in Ve'inav, Imo Yisrael Ka'amonois. V'derech Yisrael Yavis, and Hashem will ruin, so to speak, the path of the Rishayim. The Chofetz Chaim used to say that people see Rishayim being Matzeich in this world and they're wondering what's happening. How is it that Rishayim are able to survive and they're able to accomplish? Said the Chofetz Chaim, the Navi is telling us, V'derech Rishayim. You shouldn't think there's only a Derech Tzadikim in this world. The only way to go is to be a Tzadik. There's many ways to go in the world. There's something called the Derech Rishayim, and it's a path in this world. But one has to know, if he chooses it, what the sign of this path is going to be. V'derech Rishayim Yavis. Hashem is going to ruin, destroy the Derech of Rishayim. So stay away from such a path, because it's going to be a path that leads to destruction. If Shimon Schwab, Kefid and Smahalach, we said that these psukim are referring to the Asadavoy, explains these psukim of the Shmir, the Ger, the Yosem, the Amono, what they mean. And he explains that they refer to three different groups of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael has Bali Tshuva, that we say, V'nitzach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, l'agar agar b'saychom, k'l'chol ha'am b'shkogo. Bali Tshuva are referred to as Gerim, in this concept that they're similar to Gerim, and therefore they're called Gerim. Yosam refers to the Tinek Shenishba, he has no father. He's like the Tinek Shenishba that has no father. The Almano is the person without a leader. That's the Darsh Ikvas of Mashiach that has no leaders. So all these people, Hashem, we ma'idah them, la'salavoy. The Bali Tshuva, the Tinek Shenishbas, and the Dar that had no leaders. Apidrush, that's how he's mazbed these psukim. The Baleib says that a chelik of Hashem Shemer is Gerim is that Lamavam Kremis, the Torah was Mazra al Gerim. And that's a chiluk of the shmir that Hashem gave the Gerim. Yosam al-Amon, Hashem gives chizik to the Yosam al-Amon of the Dach Rishoyim Yavis, and he destroys the way of the Shoyim. Yimlech Hashem, Hashem should rule the Olam forever. So the Rekech points out, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem Yimlech, Hashem should rule. David Melech says, Yimlech Hashem. Why did David Melech change the Lashon from... Why did David Melech change the Lashon from Hashem Yimlech to Yimlech Hashem? So he says, the reason is because we said in the pasuk before that, the last few words, V'derech Rishayim Yavis. So we don't want to put Hashem next to the word Rishayim. There has to be separation between Hashem and Rishayim. And therefore over here we say Yimlech Hashem to put the word Yimlech between the Rishayim and Hashem. We would say Lekayach Tzion. Lekayach means Yer Hashem Tzion, who Shaychin in Tzion, as the Rekech explains. The door of the door from generation to generation, Haluka. So the Yavit says this last pasuk is telling you, when we have a kiyum of all the things that we said in the previous psukim, that will be at the time of Yimlech Hashem, when Hashem rules over the world, which is Vasalavai, that's when there'll be a kiyum of all these Haftachas. So the reason why we repeat this after saying La'olam, why do we say the Dar V'Dar? What Rabbi Miller points out is that this is a tefillah that we're saying that it should be like that. That we should see it. That in all generations and all times that Hashem is our King.